Zorn, Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
All right, now, as sad as that is for us to hear, because the show has been canceled.
Who watched it? Come on, that's why it was canceled.
Even the Zorns didn't watch Son of Zorn.
Even your family did not watch the show. But now, can I tell you what I saw over the weekend? I saw a TV commercial for a place called the Zorn Brewery in Indiana. Are you even aware that this place exists?
I've heard of it. People have sent me like coasters and stuff.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's very cool. I got to go down there and demand some free
stuff.
You
get a discount. Your last name is the same as theirs.
Half off.
I don't think that matters. Snyder's Pretzels don't give me anything.
No,
drink one, get one free. Come on.
There's a beer that has my name on it, but there's an E at the end.
I know.
L-E-F-F-E.
Yes, I see it. I smile.
I don't like that spelling.
No, that's...
Lefe.
It's wrong. It seems Frenchy, doesn't it?
It sounds
German.
Too Frenchy.
Too Frenchy.
Yeah, I won't partake in
not
any
a,
Frenchy sounding.
Not
beer.
A freedom name, but
no,
a Frenchy.
No. A couple things to discuss with you, Eric. Oh, it is Eric Zorn of the Tribune, but you already know that. One of them is the tweets of the month. You bring these by every month, and we always
bring them by every
these.
Month. These are good. I like these. This is the top 10 tweets, and these are my opinions. You know, every week I do a poll, reader poll. I give people like 10, 15 tweets, and they vote on them, and I pick they pick the number one tweet, put that in the paper. These 10 are the ones that came in close but didn't win, but these are my favorites.
Are these the most... inventive or the ones that make you laugh
these
out loud?
These are the ones that made me laugh. These are the ones that amused me for the most part. And you know what? I'll have Kevin put this, when we're done, the attributions, or I'll give some of them, but you know, we'll put them up so people can savor them in their own time when they're done, because you don't want people to have to
rush through
Well,
these.
What's going to happen otherwise is people will pull to the side of the road really quickly and maybe strike somebody in order to write
that.
It down, and nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants the headline, Bill and Wendy Show blamed.
Killed
for,
somebody.
Yeah, for serious
press
traffic.
Press.
There is that. So anyway.
All right.
Here's the first one. Winnie the Pooh is an addict who doesn't wear pants and lives in the woods. If he were a person, he'd be the first suspect in every crime.
That's pretty funny.
Is that true?
Oh, bother.
Right.
Lost cat? Cats know where they live. Your cat didn't like you.
That is really funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
If I had a time machine, I'd pretty much just visit myself at the grocery store to warn me that the veggies I'm buying will go bad.
It's good.
Threw out some moldy lettuce and cucumbers in the veggie drawer
all
the other
the
day.
That
all
one's more practical than it is funny.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
But it reflects our life so well. We have a compost pit in our yard, and it's filled with vegetables that we bought with the best of intentions.
How about that?
I know.
How about that?
But you know, it's going back to the land, so it's not,
right.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Now, on the same subject of vegetables, whoever named the heirloom tomato probably had some disappointed grandchildren.
Very good.
I like that. A giant rabbit died on a United flight. You remember that story?
Sure.
One man is suspected of foul play. We tried to reach him for comment, but he's being very, very quiet.
That one's stupid. I'm sorry.
You've offended Wendy with that one.
Steve Miller. Some call me the gangster of love.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of the Steve Miller band. Nobody calls it that.
That is awesome.
I don't want my friends to cry at my funeral. I want them dead years before me.
That's funny.
Bill Leff said that one.
That is something I would say.
Number 8. I always say thank you to Alexa so that when the machines take over, they will know that I am nice.
Oh, that's good too.
Okay, what if Snow White just pretended to be asleep so she didn't have to clean up after little people anymore? Because that I totally get.
That's all right.
That's good.
And the last one is, sorry I didn't make it to your ninja dress-up party. Or did I?
All right,
so those are the top 10 tweets of the month.
We have the same favorite. Right? The Steve Miller band is really funny.
Steve Miller, I like that.
That's hysterical.
Some people call him Maurice.
Let us also discuss, now this is a phrase that I think some people may not be aware of, but I've heard of it a couple times, the ringless voicemail. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's this new technology that allows telemarketers, and this includes fundraisers, political campaigns, just people who want to sell you a trip to Aruba, to take a, you know, and they will, you know, they try calling you, robocalling you, but this allows them to insert a voicemail into your telephone's voicemail queue without your phone ringing. So you look at your phone and say, like, oh, I got a voicemail. I must not have heard the ring or something, but it never rang.
Right.
So there's no call charge, nothing associated with
it. I wondered how that happens.
And you press play, and they'll go, hey, welcome to,
it's a new technology, right? Is it a year old?
It's a fairly new technology. And back in the early 90s, they passed a law that essentially prohibits telemarketers from robocalling cell phones. And the reason, there are some practical reasons. One is that a lot of companies, especially back then, used to charge you by the call
that
you received. So this was incurring an obligation on you as a consumer. And also, the phone ringing when you're driving down the street, people have a hard time not answering it and so on. It was very intrusive. Cell phones much more intrusive than a home phone. Our home phone rings all the time with telemarketers. We just, we look at the caller ID. We don't answer it. It's not as big.
Why do you have a phone? Because really, that's the only person that calls is telemarketers.
Do you not no longer have a...
We have a landline. I know you do because you don't feel comfortable using your cell phone.
Right.
But Bill, how Bill communicates with semaphore code and right. sketches and so yes. on. So it's,
but I can't
I
cut the umbilical cord, yet it's only telemarketers. Anyone who needs to call me has, even the school has my cell number now.
Oh. So Johanna likes to talk to her mom on the landline because it's a little clearer and her mom is elderly and needs all the audio
power,
boost that you can get. But for the most part, when the phone rings, I never think, it's someone calling for us. So I think, we have to ignore that.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do think that there's something to the number of brain cancer cases that have come up since cell phones have been in vogue. I know too many people who have been affected by it, and
why do you let your daughters use their phone, then?
I had to stop Kylie. She would sleep with the phone right next to her head, and I just said to her, I go, don't take a chance. Just put it over on the dresser. You don't need it that close to your head.
Yeah.
I just think that there might be some correlation, and it's not worth taking a risk for me.
Well, the way technology has evolved, it used to be that you would always hold the phone by your head to have a phone call. Now, for the most part, like you see the earbuds that Wendy wears, the most part people, when they talk on the phone, will either use the speaker.
Or you use the speaker, and it's not even up to my head.
It's pretty close.
I seldom hold it to my ear anymore. And of course, I don't like to make phone calls in general. I'm one of those people.
I don't either.
Really, the two of you should just go have lunch and not talk.
No, that's what we like doing is talking. I don't like talking to people on the phone, but in real life, I'll talk to people all day.
We're chatty people. We're very friendly.
I'll talk to anyone who will listen by any means.
I think that this
brain cancer thing, there may be like a surge or a bulge in it because of that. I mean, I don't know the health about you, and you'll get debates from the telecommunications industry that this is not a problem.
That it's inconclusive.
But I don't see, when I see my kids talking on their phones, they don't have it up to their ear. They have the earbuds with the little microphone on the cord, and so they're not holding it by their heads.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's as...
Although Bill claims it's still near your head if you're talking in the speaker.
But it's too close for me.
Yeah. Well, Bill's a little nervous.
I get it.
Do you watch Better Call Saul? Why don't you just wrap your phone in aluminum foil or yourself?
I would do myself over the phone.
So anyway, this technology to get back to our...
Who's
our
that big potato coming to work every day? That's Bill, just like a big
Spudsy.
Potato.
Spudsy.
Right. I'm sorry, Eric. Go ahead.
Call Alcoa. Back in the 90s, they had this law passed, and so the telemarketers were frustrated. Not many people had cell phones all the time. They didn't have, it was an emerging technology. But now, as more and more people get rid of their landlines, unlike us... smart people who save money. And speaking of that, there's going to be another new tax in Chicago on your each phone line that you have.
Oh, there is?
I think that may inspire us finally to get rid of that darn landline.
Because what's the tax? Do you know the amount?
It's going to be like $1.40 per line or something like
per
that.
Per year?
No, per month. Oh. So it's going to be one of these taxes that ultimately people just go, no, I don't need this anymore. Because as Wendy says, how many calls actually come in on your landline?
How are they justifying that tax, by the way? What did they...
They just need the money. That's how they justify it.
It's just that simple?
And everybody has a phone.
Pretty much it, yeah. I mean, they're working on taxing satellite dish transmissions.
Oh,
I mean, and they're not involved in that at all. I mean, you can justify like a cable tax because the cable uses city right-of-way and so on. The dish is up in the satellite's
it's
up in
space.
The sky. There's no city property that's crossed.
Right.
So I'm imagining that that's going to happen. But so these telemarketers became really frustrated.
And what about the do not call list that we've all registered for our landline and cell phone, yet they keep coming through?
Well, I'd like to talk about that. Should I talk about it now? Should I tell you about it?
You're
no,
good.
Don't do it just yet, Eric. Let us take
how
a break.
Good he is.
And then in a few minutes, a few short minutes, could you talk about
yes,
it then?
Yes, I will. Let's talk about
all right.
that then.
Eric Zern will talk about exactly what we said we're not going to talk about in just a little bit. So stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Our friend Eric Zorn is here, Chicago Tribune columnist. We're talking about the do not call list, why telemarketers can call our cell phone, and what do we do?
Well, what they can now do, which was I wrote about this on Sunday, is they can now stick voicemails into your phone without you knowing it, without the phone ringing.
So technically,
you'll pick up the phone and they said, well, this is not a phone call.
Right.
We're going server to server. It's going right in there. And what prompted this was in March, this company called All About the Message LLC or something from Florida, a Florida company, decided they would petition the FCC to make this legal. It's in kind of a gray area, and
yeah.
they've been sued and so on. So they've petitioned the FCC, and you know, weighing in favor of them was the Republican National Committee,
mm-hmm.
because they're saying, well, this is one avenue for political speech. And the problem with this, of course, is that there's no way to block it that people know about.
Right.
One of the reasons that I wrote about it was, you know, first of all, hopefully put a little pressure on the FCC to say, no, let's not allow this. But
mm-hmm.
but also to give a spur to the telecommunications companies, you know, the providers, to do something to help us block these things. Because this is where I feel one reason we talked about, you know, landlines and telemarketers and do not call lists and so on. I think among the reasons that people are getting rid of their landlines is that they don't have the weapons to fight back against these unwanted calls.
Mm-hmm.
On your cell phone, it's easier actually to block. If you get a call from someone, if Wendy wants to block Bill, you just hit that, and so that
he can't
call you.
yeah, I've been calling you a lot lately.
It's not easy to do that with landlines. You can't press a button. You don't have the
right.
same sort of access. And so I think part of the reason that people got rid of their landlines is not just the cost, but the frustration of having all these calls come in they don't want. The providers are going to have to get better at protecting us from the stuff that we don't want. And it's difficult because it's an arms race, a technological arms race
yeah.
in these companies. But I think the first step has got to be for the FCC to say, no, you can't slip something into somebody's in-mail, you know, voicemail inbox.
But that doesn't seem right anyway, because if they can access your number and put something on your voicemail, why couldn't they come in and like jam your phone or something? They shouldn't have access to our phone. It shouldn't make a connection until we answer it.
Well, I don't know the technology behind it, but I think it's just the fact that they're able to get into your voicemail queue and leave something there.
But what if they left a virus or something there?
I don't think you can do viruses by voice. I mean, I'm not the tech guy. Steve Dale knows about that stuff.
No, he's pets. That's strictly pets.
But you know what I mean? It's like they're accessing your account without you hitting the OK button. That seems totally wrong.
Yes, it seems absolutely wrong to me. I was outraged when I read about this and followed up. I tried to call the company, but I reached a company with the same name in England, which is very upset.
Hello.
They were like, please stop calling us about this. You know, but no, it's something that actually I think just has to stop. And it's one of these things where one of the things, like I use Gmail. Do you guys ever use
yep.
Gmail? I mean, the Gmail has a lot of tools that it recognizes spam. It
right.
recognizes what's personal. It recognizes what's business. It,
yeah.
it helps you sort things out so they come in so you're not just flooded with stuff that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not singling out Gmail necessarily. I just happen to use it.
But they do a good job of it.
I think other email providers do the same thing.
Right.
They help you control the flood of stuff that comes in.
Right.
Phone companies have got to get better at that.
And yeah.
Agreed.
And so if the FCC happens to okay this, which I hope they don't, then they really have to, then I think that they're going to have to join this race, this arms race, and help us
sure.
stop these things.
Sure. There's
nothing more annoying. Can you imagine picking up your phone and saying, oh, I got 15 new voice messages.
And it's all...
And if 14 of them are from politicians and fundraisers,
that'd be terrible.
And travel agencies and so on.
People
were saying, I was talking to some people and they said, oh, well, you just delete them. No, I can just delete spam too on
right,
my email,
right, right.
and it just takes time. It's one of those things that wears you down.
It's an invasion
over the course
of privacy. Is what it is.
It is. It's an invasion.
It's an invasion of privacy.
And Wendy was making the point that these do not call lists aren't what they're all cracked up.
No, they're not.
You can't register with these companies to say don't call
right.
me. So
right. Wendy and I were discussing this earlier, but I'm curious to see what you say. What happens with Kathy Griffin and what happens with Bill Maher now? Does Kathy Griffin not get to do stand-up anymore? Does Bill Maher lose his show at HBO because of a mistake that each of them has made?
I don't think Bill Maher's going to lose his job. You know, he's been on the edge for a long time.
Right.
I'm sure you've talked about this. The joke that he made Friday night where he's talking to Ben Sasse, the senator, and Ben Sasse says, hey, come and you can come work in the fields for us in Nebraska, which is a strange thing for Ben Sasse to say. If it almost has a bit of a racial overtone right there. And of course, Bill Maher's remark was, he says, you know, I'm a house N-word, which was not a very funny joke and a very strange use of the word. He wasn't calling anybody that name. He was invoking the word for an unfortunate joke. I think HBO knew what they were getting when they hired Bill Maher.
Oh, without a doubt.
And you know, maybe they'll suspend him, but
he's
apologized for it. HBO's apologized for it. Kathy Griffin, on the other hand, I mean, she lost her CNN gig, right? She has a New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah, that's gone.
And she lost her endorsement deal with Squatty Potty.
Right, and a bunch of stand-up dates.
The stand-up dates is what scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's temporary. I think there are... lots of second acts in American media, and one thing that just comes to mind because of the basketball playoffs is Marv Albert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember all the scandal?
Yeah.
Marv
mm-hmm.
Albert, was that 20 years ago or so, where he was biting people or something? I forget what
and
it was.
Clubs,
but people come back.
The clubs too had stated that they don't want like a ruckus created for people that are against. So it's not really. They're bailing on what she did. They just don't want a circumstance because of what she did.
Right, true.
And I totally understand that.
I think it's temporary. I think that she can probably build herself back up. Aren't there a number of comedians who have crossed the line, said things, used? I mean, obviously, there's lots of comedians who are always going over the line.
Yeah.
And occasionally they go just too far, and then there's a fuss, and people get all outraged. But generally, I mean, can you think of somebody whose career is just like, who was it? Was it Gilbert Gottfried who said something really insensitive about?
He was the spokesman for Aflac, and he lost the job over
something. What was
the
that?
Tropical storms in the Pacific Rim.
Right, but I've heard him since then. He's been
he's still working,
he
but
comes
he,
back.
But he
and,
lost.
And somebody said something about after 9/11, they were making like jokes too quickly, and
Gilbert Gottfried
was
also.
It Gilbert Gottfried again?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe it's just the Gilbert Gottfried story. But I do think that people do recover from these things.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't have a strong feeling about Kathy Griffin either way. What she did was a strange judgment. It was just like a weird.
That's a
thing.
Good way of putting it.
I get what she was sort of trying to get at, because she was trying to sort of parody what Trump had said about
Carly Fiorina.
Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly.
Oh, right.
Bleeding
blood coming out of wherever.
But
it was so like just sort of not funny.
Yeah.
And just sort of a disturbing image. And you know, nobody wants violence against political leaders or anybody, but nobody wants violence. And so
not even Ted Nugent.
Well,
he didn't have the visual.
Maybe.
I'll tell you, that's the difference.
The difference is the visual.
Yes, I think
it is.
I think if she had just said, "Boy, give me the bleeding head of Donald Trump," that she
yes,
been okay.
I agree.
But you know, I do think that there are, you know, people come back from things like this.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Eric, thank you so much.
Good to talk to you guys.
That's Eric Zorn from the Chicago Tribune. Read him whenever you get the chance. We'll take a quick break and find out what goes on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.